In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In our gospel reading this morning, the Father brought His Son to Jesus and said, "I brought Him to your disciples, but they could not cure Him." The disciples later asked Jesus, "Why could we not cast it out?" Jesus said, "It's your unbelief or your little faith." In the Gospel of Mark, the Father says, "Lord, I believe, help my unbelief." I don't know about you, but sometimes I forget and you lose sight of Christ. And because of my weakness, I have little faith sometimes because of various adversities and things that come our way or my way. When you're in the middle of the storm, the waves of the storm, it distorts and clouds block out the safety of the salvation of Christ's boat in the midst of the storm. There is refuge, particularly here in His church, from the storms of life. Sometimes it's interesting that when you have that as your salvation, people don't even want to get in the boat. They don't get in the boat which has saved them from that storm. This may be true of all men. I mean, even the disciples had that moment in time of little faith. But we, all of us, Christians, and all men really, are called to walk in faith. To walk in faith with God. And faith can be a couple of things. There's many things. But for this morning, a couple of things. One, faith is a gift of God. It's either as an assent to the truth which profits the soul. Yes, I believe. And that gives us something here inside. It's an assent to the truth, and it does profit our soul. In John 3:18, Christ says, "He who believes in Him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already. Because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God." And in 5:24, Christ says, "Most assuredly I say to you, he who hears my word and believes in him who sent me has everlasting life, and shall not come into judgment, but has passed from death to life." That's something good that takes place here. And for all of mankind, physically, spiritually, mentally, etc. And also, faith is a special gift sometimes. In Corinthians, it's mentioned with a whole list of gifts, but there's that faith that encourages other people, that gives them hope in the midst of things when they may not be going quite so well. And it shows that it's things that God affects, things beyond man's power. Every man wants to think he can do by himself what he needs to do and take care of business. Women too. I don't want to leave some of y'all out. But God moves beyond that to show His power that's beyond man's power. But whatever happens, there's always a combination in faith. It's a belief and it's a trust. Yes, I believe in Christ, but do I trust Him to take care of me when things aren't going well? Yes, I believe in Jesus, but do I trust Him with the things that you can't control and that you can't help? The man brought his son believing he could be healed and trusting that Jesus would help him and his family. God wants us to bring our children, our loved ones, our friends, our church, our world to Him in our prayers. Our prayers here, both corporately in the church and in the services, our prayers at home, our prayers in the car, our prayers at work, and any time that we can. We lift up our loved ones and ask God to have mercy on them and on us. In the book, The Miracles of Christ, by Archbishop Dimitri, we read, the father's plea, as reported by St. Mark, reflects uncertainty. Got to get to the passage. The father's plea, as reported by St. Mark, reflects uncertainty. And he says in verse 22, but if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us. And the Lord turns the expression back to him and says, if you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes. All things are possible to him who believes. And immediately, the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. That can be that little faith. That can be that little faith. This prompts the father to take his first steps toward faith. He cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe, help my thou my unbelief. The beginning of the man's faith and his humble prayer for deeper faith make him a model for those of us who realize how little faith we have sometimes and sincerely wish to see it increased. I'm going to read it again just because it's important to see how this simple man who loved his child brought this. The beginning of the man's faith and his humble prayer for deeper faith make him a model for those of us who realize how little faith we have and sincerely wish to see it increased. We can come to Christ in faith for help with our spiritual and our physical needs, both for us and for our loved ones. We can come to Christ in humility and in worship. Tomorrow, we celebrate the transfiguration of the Lord when Peter and James and John see Christ in the glory of His divinity as God with the Father and the Holy Spirit. It's the passage right before our passage today. Matthew 17:5. While He was still speaking, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and suddenly a voice came out of the cloud saying, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear Him. And when the disciples heard it, they fell on their faces and were greatly afraid. They panicked. They were afraid. because they didn't realize who they were with. But then look at the love and the compassion that Jesus takes and has for his disciples. But Jesus came and touched them and said, "Arise and do not be afraid." He touches them. He comforts them and reassures them, just as he does us, if we will only come in faith, come in love, repentance, and come in prayer, as the man prayed for his son. Christ asks us all to pray, to give us that faith. St. Tikhon, in his book, The Journey to Heaven, little section, little paragraph on prayer. Prayer consists not only in standing and bowing before God in body and in reading written prayers, but even without that, it is possible to pray in mind and spirit at all times and in every place. You can do it while walking, sitting, reclining, among people, and in solitude. Raise up your mind and heart to God, and so beg mercy and help from Him. For God is everywhere and in every place, and the doors to Him are always open, and it is easy to approach Him. And we can approach Him with faith and with our prayer everywhere and at all times, and in every need and circumstance. We can say to Him mentally at any time, "Lord, have mercy. Lord, help," and so on. So we have a place and a person that we can come to when we need to. And it doesn't matter when. In the middle of the night when you're laying there and mind's just roaring, "Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner." And He hears us. And that's our faith in asking God to help us, to give us mercy, to give us compassion. And then we have to trust that that will come, because He is good and holy, and He loves us. May Christ grant us the will and the heart to bring all our needs and our loved ones to God in prayer, and that our little faith will become a true and sincere, maybe even a big faith. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.